Excuse me. Next case, please.
The next application is 11716 Amick Farms LLC seeks a special use exception to use a multi-sectional home type structure as an existing as an office building. Sections 115-105A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Bi-State Boulevard across from Allen's Mill Road. The 911 address is 10281 Amick Drive, Delmar. The zoning district is LI2. The tax map is District 532, Map 13, Parcel 37. Again, it's a special use exception for to use a manufactured home type structure as an office for 5 years. No letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return.
Good evening, gentlemen. Please state your name and address for the record.
John Shamian, AWD Engineers, our office in Salisbury, Maryland.
Richard Martinson, 2322 Hudson Drive, Salisbury, Maryland.
Can you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, due to a conflict, I won't be participating in this application.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I've got a little question for Jamie.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm a grower for Amick.
And he's got to go.
I think you probably got a conflict of interest there as well, Mr. Workman.
Okay.
So, appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Yes.
Thank you. We'll come again. Okay. All right, sir.
You're going to want the PDFs at the bottom.
Okay.
And then pick whichever one and click on it.
All right. I'll start with this one. Amick Farms is looking to add some office space at their feed mill. They've decided to do this with a modular construction in that it can be built fairly quickly and put in place. We feel the construction is equal to that it would be if it was stick built. As far as quality of construction, they're proposing a hardy siding, which is very maintenance free and be easy to keep up, and there'll be landscaping around that. My understanding is we need to address that it's not substantially affecting the neighboring properties. The location of this is vastly exceeds any of the setbacks that are required. In a 50-foot front setback, they actually have 773 feet. As far as side yard, it's a 20-foot requirement, and they're 283 feet to the closest property. The property in front, there's the grass area that is between two entrances. On either side of that is some farmland that I may be able to go back to a get used to this. You can see the building location will be here in the solid yellow area. This is Route 13A, so it's well off of the road. The adjacent property on this side is a service, I think truck service,
scrap yard
for that area. There is a residence, I think, in the back that, again, it's well off the property line. And this is a ag field, as well as this is an ag field that certainly blocks any obstruction from the road. The proposed building is 2,077 square feet, and the building will be landscaped with a permanent skirting down to the ground as well, put on permanent foundations. We have applied to DelDOT and working with them to make sure that there's no issues with the entrance. This is going to be a very minimal increase in personnel. They're really over-cramped in the existing office. And we have the Sussex County District approval for stormwater as a standard plan, and we have the Fire Marshal approval for the site plan. We've not submitted building plans to the Fire Marshal or the Building Department yet for permits. We haven't done that because the the building's not been ordered, and we need final plans from them to do that. I don't know if there's any questions. I had the picture up of the existing site and existing building.
Mm-hmm.
This is up fairly close to the building at the side, and it will be in front of that brick structure.
Well, we'll see. You can start at you, Mr. Rickards. Do you have any questions for the gentleman?
This is going to be a permanent.
Yes, sir.
For how long do you feel it's going to be?
For the life of the structure.
Permanent.
Yeah, permanent. I would say yes, sir.
Okay, and you say it's going to be a mobile.
But it's modular construction. It's
okay.
Two sections that are brought in, put together. Yeah.
All right, no other questions.
Mr. Mills?
The maximum time frame or period that we can approve this is 5 years. Was that explained to you?
I understand that we would have to come back in 5 years and apply for that continuation of the...
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, mm-hmm. And that's because the intent is as a temporary structure as opposed to... You talked about skirting... is there any reason why you wouldn't put it on a foundation?
Well, if the plan is to put it on permanent foundation and then to enclose between those foundation piers to enclose that.
Okay. Is this going to be connected to the existing building?
There's going to be a walkway between the two, much like a deck area, to provide some area for traffic between the two office areas.
So you understand that, of course, you're going to, if you approve it, you're going to have to come back every 5 years. And
yes, sir. That's been conveyed to the owners, yes.
I guess I'm having trouble understanding why they would not build a structure.
Well, part of it certainly is the economy of getting it done. They found that they could get this built much cheaper than they can have it stick built, and the initial was also that it could be done faster. That we could get it in there and get it done.
Yeah, most people, I guess, use temporary office structures until, you know, until the building's built, or
yeah.
Excuse me.
The question is for the board: is will the requested use substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties? Do you feel that it will or won't?
I do not think it will affect them.
All right. No other questions?
On me, Mr. Trump. Do you have any questions?
Looked like there was a rail line behind you as well. Is it?
Yes, the feed mill backs up to the rail. They receive grain via rail car. And there's a siding there for, you may have to help me there, Roger, how many cars that they can get in on that siding.
But ultimately, you don't believe that the manufactured home type structure will substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11716. For the following reason, the special use exception will not adversely affect the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties for 5 years. Okay.
And I'll second that with the word added substantial.
Right. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,716 for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Aye, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason been stated. So by a vote of 3-0, case number 11,716 is approved, sir, for a period of 5 years.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
They're coming in. They're on the other side of the window.
Watching us.
That's nice using the screens now.